Britain remains in a diplomatic row with Ecuador over the fate of the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Ecuador has granted him political asylum, but Britain says it's obliged to hand him over to Sweden. The British Foreign Office insists it does have the right to enter the embassy to arrest Mr. Assange. South African police have opened fire on a crowd of several thousand striking workers at a platinum mine. The number of casualties remains unclear, although witnesses say at least 12 people are dead. The mine near Johannesburg has been at the centre of a violent pay dispute which began last Friday. The Senate last night passed legislation to reinstate offshore processing of asylum seekers who come by boat. The Greens were the only party to vote against it, criticising the bill for its failure to set time limits on detention. Preparations are already underway to build facilities for asylum seekers in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. And the Wallabies are this morning holding their final training session ahead of tomorrow night's rugby test against New Zealand in Sydney. It's the first match of the Bledisloe Cup Rugby Championship, which also features South Africa and Argentina. Australia's coach Robbie Dean says winning at home is crucial to his side's chances of claiming the first title.